Before we do anything, let's say a prayer so the Lord will bless us. Please pray with me. We thank you, Father. As we heard, we have a great Father, and we thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to be in your presence today. What an honor to be with our Father. And we pray that you will use this word, humbly presented, to help us, all fathers, all men, and all women, so we can live a better life worthy of our calling. In your name and his we pray. Amen. I want to read a verse from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. And that's Paul writing, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. May God bless his word. The home is the most basic institution in our society. Do you agree with me? The responsibility for the spiritual stability and success of families is too much on the mothers alone. And there's a lot to bear. Children need fathers who are available to answer their questions, who are available during their growing years. They need attention. They need discipline. They need care and love and your help, fathers, when they need you most. Billy Graham once said, a good father is one of the most unsung, unpraised, and unnoticed, yet one of the most valuable assets in our society. Yes, God intended the fathers to do more than bring home the bacon. From a biblical standpoint, the father is to be a provider, a protector, a pastor, a priest, if you wish, a guide, a teacher, and a disciplinarian. Men, your wives need a strong and godly man. Your children need a teacher and a loving father to guide them. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 6, train or teach. Teach up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So this is a big responsibility. Someone said, the child who never has the privilege of knowing a loving father has a serious problem when it comes to understanding the nature of God. Yes, the task is enormous. It's very big. Sometimes we feel it, men, to build a successful family, a godly family, a family that when they grow up, children, whether men or women, they grow up to love God and honor him in their lives. Fathers, we need to decide to put first things first. We must be aware of the enemies of the Christian family nowadays, and we must protect our family, our children, and bring them all to the love of Christ and its principles. Listen, what's happening? I thought and counted a few things that are the foes of the family today. The family is threatened today. Threatened from every side. There is a big competition in the materialistic world today. Who is going to be better? Who is the best? We overemphasize the importance of things and forget what is most important thing in our lives, our families. We want to look good in the eyes of our neighbors. We want to look good in the eyes of the community and the society. These things are fighting the family, the Christian family today, let alone the liberal ideas about relationships. Let me repeat that. The liberal ideas about relationship. Think about it yourselves. Liberal ideas about marriage and divorce. This is hurting the family today in general. Public schools curriculum. It's not what many families desire. Alcohol abuse, drugs have infiltrated our schools and our children. We should be open-eyed and fight it with all our power. Let alone the lack of real fathers in many homes today. That's my first point today. My next is fathers live by example. You cannot tell people to your children and the family around you to be good, to have a Christian life, and you are not the Christian you are expected to be. We need fathers who have enough courage to stand in the face of this enormous tide in our society today. I counted a few points, and there are more. Just think of them yourself. We need godly men who love Jesus sincerely and steadfastly, and who seek to demonstrate their faith in every area of life. This is setting examples. And one young teenager, I wish they were here, but they are at schools. He sat down and said, if I want to buy me a dad, what would I want? Well, if I went shopping for a man to be my dad, here is what I'd buy. One who would always stop to answer a little boy's why. Why, Daddy? Huh? One who would always speak kindly to a little girl or boy. One who would give a bit of sunshine and joy. I would pick a dad who followed the Bible's golden rule. And one who went regularly to church and attends Bible studies. I would buy the very finest dad to place in our family tree. And then I try to live like him so he would be proud of me. Are we setting examples? Dear fathers, your children need your guidance in the form of loving authority, leadership in the form of financial management, the time to teach them when they start growing up, your leadership in the form of spiritual training, as we read in the Bible, train up a child in the way he should go, and then when he grows up, you'll be proud of him. When he grows up, he'll be sitting near you at the same church and in the same bench. And fathers, and now mothers, aren't you happy that your children are in Sunday school learning about Christ? A word on the side. You cannot teach your children about Christ unless you have accepted Christ yourself as a Savior. Regardless of the kind words you say, of the strict behavior you display, regardless of that, you need to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And that's enough also to declare him first to your family and then to the people around you. That's the example you should. Our children look up at us. Look up at our conversation, at our actions, at anything. We have been watched day and night by our children. Because what? They'd like to imitate us. And mothers, your children like to imitate you. Since I'm sheriff, I'm not worried about that. I'd like to men, our fathers, to take charge of their families. We need fathers to always follow God in every area in their lives. At church, at home, in the marketplace. This is the standard conduct to live by and to set examples to our children. Am I clear? Take Joshua, for example. We have a Joshua in the church, but he's growing. He's in Sunday school. Thank God for his mom and dad. But Joshua, the man who lived long time ago, let this man's life influence you this morning. Though he has been dead for many centuries, he speaks to you and me today to encourage you and me to make similar decisions that he made. He looked at his society. He looked at the nation that he divided the whole land that the Lord has given them. He was the one to establish the nation of Israel. And then at the end of his career, he called the nations and talked to them and said, hey, you want to live for Christ, for God? This is the way you should be. And do not follow the nations and the people whom we have conquered. You be careful. But I want to tell you something. The choice is yours. But my choice, and this is what he said in Joshua 24:15. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He went against the tide. He took a decision with God and for God. He says, come into my family and we are going to live for you and we are going to serve you as long as I live. And you know what? He set the examples to the whole family of God, to the whole nation that God redeemed and brought and established. He set a great, great example. And in Joshua 24, 31, it says, "And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, more, and had known all the deeds of the Lord, which he has done for their nation." He set the example. And you know, whatever you do for Christ, for your family, God will never forget. If you live a godly man, that God was expected you and is expecting you to follow. And that goes for mothers. That goes for us. We're the family of God. And we can stand looking at this world around us, at the society around us. We hear stories every day that works for the detriment of the family. That works for anything we stand for as Christian people. Let us stand for and make a decision. As for me and my family, we shall serve the Lord. That's an example. And his example affected the nations, and they followed until he, even after he died, for many years over. You know what? God is looking for men like this warrior, who never feared, who never cared what the trend against him. He went against the trend, and the Lord continued to bless him and bless the nation that followed his example for a long time. Examples. Men, I call on you to set examples. Fathers, a big job we have to always stand for. My final word is, show love and compassion. Yes, children need discipline, but they need also love and compassion. They need you to be firm at this time, at the same time, caring and loving. And you don't know, maybe, children love you when you show your care, your love, and a good disciplinarian, so they will always forget what happened when I was growing up. Dr. R.G. Lee tells the story of a father whose young son was stricken with diphtheria, and he was placed in isolation in the hospital. It was necessary for the parents to wear a mask while visiting their son. The little boy inquired, "Why are you dressed that way?" After some hesitation, the little boy replied, the father replied, "I want to protect others, for you are very sick." And after some hesitation, the little boy replied, "Daddy, am I going to die?" The dad, who had taught his son never to tell a lie, replied, "That is what the doctor says." After a great deal of an inward agony, and with love and compassion, the father put a question to his son. "Son, are you afraid? Son, are you afraid from the sick bed of this little son?" He replied, "Daddy, if God is like you are, I won't be afraid." What a great responsibility we fathers have. It's important to be the kind of parents, all of us, all parents here, that will make our children want to honor their father and mother and want to imitate their parents. I hope each and everyone here this afternoon will be the father that, if God is like you, the answer of this boy, if God is like you are, I won't be afraid. And may God bless his word. And I wish you today a happy Father's Day. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Father, for this day. We celebrate Happy Father's Day. And thank you, we approach in prayers our Father, as we heard from our brother Andrew. Sure, we are more than honored to have our fathers amongst us. And we pray that every father, every man, every mother, that we get closer to you and raise our kids, the precious kids that have been, that you have given us, to raise them in the fear of the Lord. And we know one day the little ones that we are raising will become teenagers, will come to church, will grow up, they will get married. And help us, Lord, to plant this seed in their heart, the love of Christ who never fails. In Jesus' name, we ask and pray. Amen.